Blog Talk Radio.
Denise Griffiths is your partner in success. Tune in each Friday as virtual assistants, industry expert, web developer, and online entrepreneur Denise Griffiths interviews industry experts from one end of the internet to the other. These expert entrepreneurs freely share their business building knowledge and provide practical guidance that will show you how to build and grow your own very successful business, be it online or traditional brick and mortar. Now, ladies and gentlemen, your partner in success, Denise Griffiths.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to your Partner in Success Radio. I just realized that today is Friday the 13th. I don't pay attention to that, and I hope nobody else is either, but it might make for an interesting interview. We're going to find out. So today I am delighted to welcome back to the show, Lisa Mannion. She's been on the show before. She gives us some great information, and she's a delight to talk with. Lisa is the president of Write On Creative Writing Services, LLC. Write On, as in write a letter, write a document, write a note. She is a copywriter, a marketing strategist, and a published author specializing in powerfully connecting your marketing message to increase results. She's also a master of matching your message to your market. She helps entrepreneurs reach their individual goals and transform dreams, big word there, into manageable action steps with tangible results. Doesn't get any better than that. Her passion for sharing newsworthy messages has earned her recognition for press releases and publicity results, but she's a lot more than just that. Lisa also publishes a monthly e-zine, Mannion's Musings, and you can find her at writeoncreative.com. Lisa, thank you for coming back on the show. I really appreciate it.
It's a delight to be here, Denise. You always are so fun to talk with and are doing great work out there. So I'm glad to be here so we can share more information to help more people.
Thank you, ma'am. Listen, I follow you around on Facebook like a puppy dog. You have always got something great going on. And I know recently you had an event with Allie Brown, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I did.
You've got a book coming out. So we've got a lot to talk about. I want to cover the high points, and then I'm going to... I'm telling the audience why I'm so breathless, because today we are talking about one of my passions, which is web development. Big passion of mine. Yes, I'm a virtual assistant, but oh my gosh, truly I'm a techie and I'm a WordPress web developer. And we get to talk about that today, which is very exciting. But your exciting news is your new book and Allie's event. So tell us about those.
Well, recently, Allie Brown and I co-created a course called 24/7 web sales to get more leads and clients online at little to no cost, because what happens is so many people will develop their site and they'll just sort of set it and forget it. And as you know, being the WordPress web developer that you are, that's not really how it works. It's kind of an ongoing evergreen process. You have to continue to change your information, and there is some information that will remain evergreen that's always going to be steady in your business, but it's important to freshen your content and make sure your website's growing with your business. So Allie and I put together a 4-series course on that topic. I'm really excited about that. It will be available on my website soon, so that's another fun thing. It was so popular that people are asking, hey, can we get access to that content? And absolutely, they'll be able to. So that's kind of a fun thing coming up. And then, let's see, you asked about the book. Yeah, another great thing is I'm a co-author of a book called Success Rituals 2.0, Winning Habits of High-Achieving Women, How She Does It, and How You Can Too. I'm really excited about this book because we've brought together some of the most brilliant female entrepreneur minds out there. We've each contributed a chapter to this book to help people kind of pull back the curtain, see behind the scenes, and find out what really helps us succeed. So I wrote a chapter called 5 Ways to Guarantee Success Personally, Professionally, and Spiritually, and I'm really excited to share that information. It's going to be available on Amazon in June, so that's coming up too. It's just really fun things happening all at once. So you're right. I'm never at a loss for something to do, and I'm always delighted to see what unfolds.
I know, isn't it great? You know, there, I start to stammer a little bit when I think about what's going on in the world economy, in the United States economy, because what I'm seeing, and I know you're seeing it at the same time, is that entrepreneurs, we're not suffering, we're not having a hard time. We are so passionate, we're so busy, we're just so in love with what we do, that it doesn't occur to us to go, oh, I can't afford gas, or oh, can't afford to go buy groceries. It just doesn't occur to us. We don't think that way.
We're truly blessed.
We're helping other people, and it just all comes back around. And it's really,
it does.
Actually, some people may not understand us or me saying this. This is actually a pretty exciting time.
I agree with that. But
it's an exciting time at the same time. There's just room for so much growth.
Well, and we have to create our own opportunities. And what's happening, mm-hmm. basically the whole dynamics of our economy and financial infrastructure are shifting and changing. And so you have to sort of be ahead of that curve. And entrepreneurs have that advantage. And I know that I absolutely count my blessings every day because I have so much opportunity coming my way that now my challenge is to figure out where I should best spend my time so that I can help more people. And then I really want to start creating some big legacies and giving back to help others who maybe aren't seeing those opportunities and need a little bit of motivation to figure out what they might be able to do to change their own situation.
I love that answer. Does that lead into Hot Mamas?
Oh, my goodness.
I've been
kind of
poking around to look at that.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, I'm so glad you brought that up. Now, this is a really interesting event. Here's how it happened. I was nominated to submit a case study within the past couple of years for this Hot Mamas competition. And honestly, I'm just going to be very transparent here. I felt a little bit of sometimes I want to call it a little bit of doubt maybe, or the who am I to apply for this award kind of thinking that we sometimes do to ourselves as women. So I didn't, the first time that I was nominated, I procrastinated and missed the deadline. And I don't know what was going on with that, but I did. Well, finally, I was nominated again and encouraged by one of the Hot Mamas team members to just really get in and tell my story. So the Hot Mamas competition is actually the world's largest women's digital library of role models and mentors. And it's housed at George Washington University School of Business, Center for Entrepreneurial Excellence. Now, that's pretty amazing because all of these case studies, or at least the winning case studies, are now on file for eternity to help empower and inspire women and girls into action across the globe. And the woman who founded this, Kathy Foreman Fry, is just amazing and is really doing everything she can to give solid role models and mentors to women who might not otherwise been exposed to this information. So I submitted my case study, and I'm just absolutely honored because I won the Charles Schwab Financial Literacy Award, and now my case study is included in the world's largest digital library of role models and mentors. And I'm honored because it's a great way for me to reach out and help people realize their own potential and that, you know, if you set your mind to something and you really, truly want it, you can do it.
Yeah. I cannot argue with you on that one.
Yeah.
I mean, and you're right, and you made a point that I love, is we don't know what we don't know. And we don't know oftentimes that we have things to share. We have gifts to share. We have things that we can serve our community with. It, things that we do every day, we don't think they're special, but they are. And sometimes we have to be told that, hey, you've got a great voice there. You know, you've got really something to say and something to share. Why aren't you doing it? And I think that's where people like you come into, to honestly come into play.
Well, it's true. And then, you know, I think we all come up against some resistance because I shared that even I had some resistance in submitting my case study, and then I ended up winning, which is fabulous, and I'm honored because now I'm an award-winning author, and that is pretty amazing. And sometimes when I say that, still I'm stepping into that. Still, I've been writing, but I've been the person behind the scenes who is serving others and making sure that the marketing message is crafted correctly to really help facilitate the goals of others. Now, my goal was to run a successful business, of course, and I'm doing that, but I've sort of kept behind the scenes, and now I'm stepping out a little bit more. And it's interesting as we learn and grow and evolve, because we have to go through just different learning experiences on our entrepreneurial path.
Right. And here's the truth. The truth is we don't go to high school or college or through marriage or divorce or whatever the life things that we go through on a regular basis, thinking that one day I'm going to grow up and be an established and honored author. I mean, how many people really think that's going to happen to them or even think it could happen to them? So I think part of the growing and evolving process is that part of where you're going with what you're doing is showing people how to identify, you know, really what they have to say and what they have to share and how they can do it and actionable steps to do it. Is that where you're going?
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's exactly right. And I infuse all of that in the work that I do, whether I am helping with a copywriting project or I'm doing a one-on-one coaching session. One of my gifts, and I really feel blessed by this, is that I am able to see people for their full potential and pull that information out and present it in a way that they may not have considered because they're so close to their own accomplishments.
Mm-hmm.
So I do that in everything I do, whether it's a press release or it's helping someone develop their web content or if it's just reviewing what they currently have with one of my Mannion Marketing web makeovers and really helping people fine-tune that message. So they're getting the essence of what they have to offer to the world out there. They're sharing their gifts with more people. They're truly connecting with their ideal clients and making a much bigger difference.
Now, you said something just was really interesting to me now, and I'm aware of it, but I want to kind of explain to people, have you explained to people what this is? You do Mannion Marketing makeovers for the web. I'm assuming that you do know how, well, you don't know. I'm having a tough day. Let me explain to the audience. I'm in the middle of changing from Cox Communications to AT&T. My internet has been down. My phones have been down. I'm kind of backwards today. But it's all fixed now, I hope, and I'm still kind of going, let's see if everything's not going to go down in the middle of all this. So I apologize if I sound a little scattered. I am. But one thing that you do, Lisa, is you take a look at people's websites from the marketing perspective. Is that correct? I mean, you're not going in and saying, oh, you need to change your colors, you need to change your template. How are you approaching these makeovers? Because, honestly, I see some that are just beautiful websites, and they don't make a lick of sense.
That's
and then I see other websites
right.
that are plug ugly, but oh my gosh, they're right there. They kind of
that's
sort
so
of
true.
Make sense.
Well, here's the interesting thing. Yes, I do focus on the overall website strategy and the individual page strategy, and focus on the messaging and the content to make sure that they're including calls to action and really connecting to move people forward. But I also have an advertising agency background, and so I used to handle big campaigns for all different forms of media, including overseeing creative direction for the development of design. So there are times when I do have to put on my design hat. Although I'm not a designer, here's my disclaimer. I draw stick people. They're pretty cute, but I would never want me to design anything. I have design teams or talk to experts like you to go in and work on things like that, but you can tell if it's working. If it's
right.
really, really not appealing, it is my duty to share that, and I will give suggestions and also recommend preferred partners that people can go work with to get that design work done. Here's mm-hmm. what's happening with that, and I'm interested to hear your thoughts on this. A lot of times people will hire a web designer who is very well-meaning, and the key here is they're a web designer. They're really not a marketing strategist. Which
yep.
means they can put up a design. It may be attractive, it may not be, but it isn't going to actually support the true internet marketing flow.
Perfect.
So it's sort of what I like to call a pretty placeholder. You've paid a lot of money for a website that may or may not look good, and it's just sort of sitting there, not mm-hmm. truly building relationships, getting more clients,
right.
or ultimately making money.
Exactly. And I have this conversation almost every day. because I'm a web developer as well as a VA, and I do both, and I do the marketing. We do it all. And
right.
My philosophy about web development is we will never, never, never hand you the keys to a gorgeous website because we do beautiful work and say, hey, thanks for the payment. Here's the keys. Good luck. God bless. We don't do it that way. You're right. The marketing message has to be there. The social media marketing has to be built in. You know, it all has to flow. It has to make sense. There has to be a message. There has to be calls to action. There has to be ongoing contributions to the content. I mean,
and
you said something in the very beginning that really intrigued me, because I've been working out in my yard recently. In the Deep South, we get about 5 days of spring,
mm-hmm.
and not all at once. So I take full advantage when there's spring-like weather and it's not humid. And it's been gorgeous. So I've been out in the yard digging holes and just moving stuff around. When you're spending a lot of time in your garden or your yard, and you spend a ton of money at Lowe's or Home Depot, and you brought home bags of mulch and destroyed your back seat and, you know, just did all kinds of stuff, are you really going to not water it? I mean, seriously? And you have to treat your web presence the same way. You built it. Now you have got to tend to it.
That brings me to a point. You brought up something that is so key, and you offer ongoing support. So what I'm finding with people is they'll
mm-hmm.
invest with a web person who does not understand the internet marketing flow, and then they'll come and I'll complete that Mannion marketing web makeover and give them some suggestions of what they
yeah.
need to change, both visually but also with their copy, and then they'll get a complete list of action items that they need to actually take care of, so they can check those off as they're making the changes they need to make.
Mm-hmm.
But the challenge comes in the fact that often they won't even have access to that web designer, and they
the
need
website.
To find someone to try and
exactly.
do something. And most
yeah.
web developers do not want to go in and clean up the messes of others.
No, that is true. It's very difficult to do. In fact, often when we get a site that's such a mess, we will often say, can we just rebuild? Seriously,
that
can we start
my
from
point.
Scratch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My point
yeah.
is, do it right from the beginning, or make sure that you are in really interviewing the people you're going to be working with, and talk to some of their clients that they're still working with to make sure they're getting that ongoing support. Because if you don't have the ability to either have a team member ready to change it for you, or if you're techie,
mm-hmm.
which I'm not, go in and change it yourself, then you're going to be in big trouble. So make sure you're choosing those partnerships very, very wisely.
Oh, absolutely. And with WordPress, it's pretty simple to go in and make those changes and updates yourself. And
yeah,
train
and some
our
people
clients
can.
If they don't stay, yeah, they can. Yeah, you're right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say some people can. I was just going to say I just absolutely don't want to. Technology, I know enough to be dangerous. It kind of makes my head spin. So I just want someone else to deal with all that so I can be out helping other people and creating.
Right. See, when we know our strengths and we know what to hand off, it's a perfect synergy there. But
exactly.
No, you're right. And that leads me to the whole, you know, WordPress and website thing. Pretty much everybody needs a website. And, you know, there are still some HTML websites out there. But the thing now, and for very valid reasons, is to go to WordPress because of the social media, because of the content management aspect of it. And there's just so many different things that you can do with WordPress you simply cannot do with the old-fashioned HTML sites. Can't be done. So what I'd like for you to do is share with me how websites, and I'm going to assume that we're talking about WordPress, but how your websites can really, really work for your business, whether you're
okay.
brick and mortar, whether you're online, or whether you're a combination of the two. Where do you start?
Well, basically, the best thing to keep in mind before you do anything at all is to really wrap your head around the fact that your website is a relationship-building tool. Now, many people will hear that they need a website, and they'll just kind of put it up there, and they'll be kind of relieved because it's an overwhelming task and think, oh, good, it's up there and it's done. But really,
mm-hmm.
you have to embrace the fact that it's a relationship-building tool. And within any relationship, there has to be steps in place to continue to build and foster that relationship. So you also have to know exactly what you want your website to do for you and for your business and for your prospects from the very beginning. So you may want to educate people, create relationships, motivate action. You're probably going to want to do a combination of all of those. And it's important to know that before you even begin with your website, Otherwise, you'll just be overwhelmed by the process, tossing things up with no strategy, and you'll probably have to start over.
Yeah. Well, what are some of the components? And you're talking about relationship strategies, and listen, you're preaching to the choir on this one. What do you suggest people do? I mean, I know that they need to sit down with a piece of paper and say, okay, this is not just a quick, cute little snapshot of my business. What do I want people to know, and what do I want people to take away from my website? Because one of the things that I preach to anybody who will listen is that when people land on your website, they're there for one reason and one reason only, and it's all about them. Can you answer a question? Can you provide a solution for a problem? Or can you help them in any assistance, you know, any kind of way? You have to be able to know what they're looking for, and you have to offer that. Am I missing something?
No, you're absolutely right. So when we look at, and I have seven ways that your website can really work for you, and the first way is to know the purpose of your website from the start, and that encompasses two components, and you touched on one of those. Make sure your copy speaks directly to your core audience, because it truly is all about them. It may be your business, but and this is going to maybe hurt some egos, but they really don't care about you. They may want to know, like, and trust you to do business with you, but they want to know what your product or service is going to do for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, you build that relationship.
right. And I keep saying that. People say, but I need to tell them what my services are. Yeah, you do. But you also need to explain to them why they need to know what your services are.
They
may not be interested.
Right. You have to plan your end results from the beginning and think strategically.
Right.
You have to do this for every single page of your website. Every page.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, one of the things that I constantly get hit with people who, I've got this website, I've had it for years, and it's working. How do you know if it's working? Do you have Google Analytics on it? No. Do you know what your conversion rates are? What's a conversion rate? Do people call you every day? No, it's not working for you. What else can you tell people how to know it's not working for you?
Well, I think that's, I'm not a numbers person, and my team handles all that back-end analytics and tracking, which is great because then they just give me the reports, which is fun. But if you're not making any money from your website, because quite honestly, your website should be a money engine for your business, and I'm going to be straight up, 95% of all of my business comes through my secure e-commerce website.
Really?
So if,
now that's an interesting number.
Yeah, if you are not, I mean, I prefer to not accept checks from people. I would prefer that they go to my website. It's secure, it's handy, it all funnels right directly to my account. It's lovely. So that is how I leverage my site. And I'm not saying that all of the time people are Googling me and finding me. They do that too. But think of your website as it's a networking platform as well. So when you are out at any of the business networking meetings or trainings or seminars, make sure that you're leveraging your website by including that information on your business card. I'm getting ahead of myself, but I just can't help it. I get on a soapbox. But you have to make sure
that
you're driving.
And I want to talk to you about QR too, the QR codes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
We need to
talk
about
those.
That
those
too.
Are fun.
I know. See, now we're getting excited. Okay, go.
Okay. So, anyway.
We're getting all excited because now we hit the tech stuff. Woo-hoo.
We did. Basically, the first thing is to know the purpose of your website from the start and plan your end results from the beginning strategically and make sure your copy is really connecting with your ideal clients. And the second thing, and this is where we can get into our tech stuff because this is going to be fun, is to create a symbiotic relationship between your website and your marketing materials. So you'll want to include your web address on all your promotional marketing and advertising materials, including your business card, including your brochures, everything that you're doing. And now, of course, there are the new ability to integrate your smartphones with different things. And I'll let you talk a little bit more about that because I'm familiar with it, Denise. I haven't started using it yet, but I think that it's really brilliant. And I want to hear how you're integrating that for clients.
Well, the QR codes, and you can Google it, just look for QR codes. And I will find an address to share with you in just a little bit. But basically what it does, it provides, I'm going to call it a barcode just for the sake of calling it something, but it's not. But you can imprint these things on the back of your business cards. You can put them on your flyers. You can put them on your website. But one of the things that we're doing, which is very interesting, I have a lot of clients who are authors and speakers. And what we've done is we've made mobile versions of their websites. We've included this code, this QR code, on the back of their business card, and they can literally, if they're at an event or somebody says, well, how do I find your website? They can take their business card, hold it up to the guy's phone and go, here you go, and it goes right to their website. It's cool.
It's like magic. I love that. And on my list of things to do is to investigate the mobile platform, because mine is not mobile friendly right now. And that's okay. But it will be. You know, you have to always remember step by step that you're going to have something on your website to-do list no matter what phase of business you're in.
That's it. You can't stop watering the darn thing. You just can't. You can't just say, well, you know, I did Easy Grow Miracle and, you know, all of that stuff, and I'm good to go. I don't have to come back for a year. Yeah, you do. You need to be there constantly, and you need to stay on the cutting edge of technology and, you know, look around, see what other people are doing. Is your site mobile? Look, I'm like you, and I'm the web developer that doesn't have any shoes. I'm like the cobbler who can't take care of their own shoes. I don't have time to take care of my own. Shame on me. Am I mobile yet? No. And I'm ashamed to say it. But I
am. Oh, you will be, though. But that's
common. I will be.
That's so common.
Because now I put it, and now I put it on the radio, and I have to fix it because now I'm embarrassed. But I mean, there's those things. And then there's new technology like, you know, we were just talking about that pops up. There's innovations in newsletters. And, I mean, I happen to love AWeber for one reason and one reason only. And that is because, and I use Infusionsoft, which is another topic, but I have kept my AWeber account for one reason, and that is because I can do what is called an email, a blog broadcast, meaning that anybody who signs up for that particular service on my website, I don't have to send them a newsletter every week or every 2 weeks or every month. Every Friday, they get a synopsis of all of my blog posts for that week. It's very nifty. Cost me $19 a month. How happy am I? So it's, you know, like you said, it's creating that relationship with your audience and making sure that they know what's going on. And these are always things that you'll need to be aware of. You always need to see what's going on the internet and make sure your website's working for you with the current technology.
That's exactly right, and that leads me to the third thing that I always tell people to do is to offer something of value for no charge. Now, that's how we get the opt-ins and we build our community and those relationships. It's also referred to as a list. You'll find that I'll try not to call it a list because I don't like to refer to people as numbers. They're people. And
right.
So I call my people my community. And so you want to offer something of value for no charge to capture that information, which is important because people need to figure out a little bit more about how you're going to help them to trust you to do business with you. So this could be in the form of a special report, or you could be publishing your e-zine, or you could be doing these nifty little blog broadcasts like you're doing, which is great. And just make sure that you ask for that contact information in exchange for your gift, so it's an even exchange of trust. And you're able to continue to build that relationship, which I just think is so important. Many people miss this step. They'll put their website up, or their blog for that matter, and on their website there will be no way to actually opt in and receive good, free, juicy business-building information. Or people will put their blog up and they won't even have a place to subscribe to the RSS feeds.
Yeah, I know. being a techie, I look at these and go, oh, wow, that was a rookie mistake. But you don't know what you don't know.
That's
and
why
unfortunately,
we're
there are, yeah, exactly. Thank you. But there are web developers out there who are purely web developers. And God bless them. They do gorgeous work. They don't know how to market. They don't know how to reach a market. They don't know how to sustain a conversation. They don't know. They just know how to put together these fancy, gorgeous websites that are just stuck. They're just sitting out there in the water. They're stuck. They go nowhere. And it's a shame because, I mean, a lot of money can go into these things. And there you go. Like you said earlier, it's gorgeous placeholder. Or brochure.
Yeah.
You know, it's essentially a brochure site. Whoopie-doo. No,
I know, and that's just not effective anymore. It just isn't. You have
no.
to be competitive. If you're online and your website isn't truly working for you, regardless of the platform that you choose, and yes, WordPress is pretty darn handy, my site is still a combo of a WordPress blog interface with my HTML site because I happen to love my designer and she does understand internet marketing flow. But if I were to start from ground zero today, I would have done everything on a WordPress platform, right?
Right.
So anyway, it's important
to make
sure.
Sites too. Yeah, I know what you're talking
just
about. Sometimes you just have to do that.
Yeah. And at some point I will switch, and we've been talking about it, but I'm just not ready to let go, and that's me. That has nothing to do with anyone but me, but that's another story. So it's important to make sure that you are offering something of value for no cost to build those relationships. And the fourth thing that it's vital is to continue that relationship. So once you've offered something of value for free, you want to stay in contact. Now, if we're just talking about your standard kind of opt-in on your website, you'll want to make sure that you're utilizing permission-based internet marketing, and any of the services that you choose to use as a platform will be monitoring the CAN Spam Act and all of that information for you. So that's very, very important. And the reason I bring that up is there are some people out there still who are just getting started who may not understand that it's actually illegal to randomly send a bunch of people email without their permission. And you can end up getting into some hot water, and there's also some fines and things like that associated. And I'm just going to preface that by saying I am not a lawyer, but I do know there are legal ramifications. And I still am really shocked to find that I will on occasion meet some really well-meaning people who are at internet marketing events and things of that nature, and we exchange business cards, and they randomly add me to their electronic newsletter list without my permission, and they've already damaged their reputation with me for life by doing that.
Yeah. And, you know,
and I'm not saying...
go ahead, I'm sorry, because I have
go ahead, I was just... I'm sorry, I get on a soapbox with it, so go ahead.
But, no, you're right, and it happens in two ways still, which really kind of surprises me. You remember the good old days when we would get emails that people didn't know how to blind copy, and you would see everybody and their grandmother listed in the two box, which meant that whoever was mailing this stuff out was sharing your email address with everybody else on this list. I still occasionally get those, and I'm like, oh, you're kidding me. And now people are starting to do it on Facebook.
That's true.
Hey guys, you're right. You damage your reputation. You get blocked. It's a bad thing to do. So, you know, absolutely use an email service, AWeber, Constant Contact. There's a ton of them out there. They're affordable, and they'll save your bacon. They really will.
Absolutely, and it's
go
important.
Look for
and
them.
I always bring that up just because I like to believe that people just don't know better, because it just disheartens me to think that people truly are using that technique that is just wrong. Further their business. So I know that the people that you attract and the people that are drawn to working with me are coming to us because they want to do things the right way. And that's why it's important. I know there's people that are going to be listening to this who are already well established and know this, but there's also people starting out, and I want them to start out the right way and not make any of those mistakes that could damage their relationship.
Sure. You know, get past that learning curve. Listen, tell me where people can find you, because the idea of your program that you're doing with Allie sounds marvelous to me. Where can people find that?
Oh,
it's
they can actually.
Yeah, is it?
They can actually go to writeoncreative.com/websales. I do have the digital version available right now, and the team's working on getting a fulfilled spiral bound version, so you can actually have a nice compact copy of that in the very near future if you want to have the CDs in physical form as well as all the transcripts and all of the course materials and the recordings of each of the classes. So it's really pretty exciting. And I won't go into all the details there, but they can get information at writeoncreative.com/web sales.
Well, if you don't mind giving me a quick overview about what it is that you'll be teaching, because, look, I do this kind of work all the time. This is
oh, absolutely.
You bet. Understand this. They need to, you know, understand how to create a website, how to create that ebb and flow with people and with connections. This is the age of relationship marketing. I don't care what anybody says.
That's true.
We are relationship marketing. So I'd love for you to kind of explain it.
Well, that's the beauty. This course was actually designed to help you build relationships with your website and to make sure that it's creating an income for you 24/7. So we actually put together four classes. And the first class is Why Copy is Queen and Content Strategy is King, The Truth About Web Sales. It's a little bit of a play on words because you'll hear a lot of the seasoned old-timer copywriters saying that content is king, and I'm here to tell you it's not. If you don't have a strategy and you write something really cool but you're not driving traffic to it, it's not going to do you any good. So in this class, together, Allie and I talk about all of the different strategies that you need to incorporate, your overall page strategy, your individual page strategy. We talk about questions you need to ask before you write a single word of copy and the five reasons your copy is so vital to your sales success and go through all of that. Plus, we include some handy handouts and bonus items and fun things like that. So that's really cool. And on class number two, we really get into the nitty-gritty and talk about websites that work. So what happens here is we're going to talk about how many clicks it really takes to get to the sale. We give you some real-life examples of websites that have killed their own sales. So we've actually been there with credit card in hand, ready to buy, and they lose our business. And the basic pages you must have on your website, because you don't always need a bazillion and one web pages, but there are specific pages you do need to be effective. And we're giving real in-depth lessons on calls to action and tips and tricks and tools that encourage online sales, so that's all really juicy. Class number three is really just fine-tuning your content to truly connect and make sales. So we talk about the three fundamental points that you have to have to clearly express in every page of your website to set up and close your sale. And we talk about the first thing that customers read when they're on your page and how if it's not effective, you're going to lose them immediately. Also, we provide four fail-proof formulas for irresistible headlines. And all of these specific classes provide worksheets, so they're hands-on. You are actually rolling up your sleeves and working and creating new headlines and creating your call to action and doing all of that. You receive your headline quick start worksheet, and we also provided a really cool copywriter shortcut quick start guide. And the final class was a bonus class. We did this as a live Q&A, and it was really amazing to get some great questions from people. And we did a couple of live makeovers, too, to let people know what we're looking for in a really successful website. So all of that is included, including all of the handouts and I can't talk today either. To these
and see, I didn't even catch
that. Well.
I was listening so intently, I didn't even catch that.
Oh, gosh. As well as transcripts. So that's really cool. And right now, It is available on my site, the downloadable electronic version. In approximately a week, you'll be able to, if you're a hands-on person like I am, get a spiral-bound booklet that has everything in one compact unit. So it's not a giant, overwhelming binder, because I have to tell you, I recently did the big binder boogie and got rid of a ton of binders that I had from different trainings because I needed to conserve on space and just...
I kept one because it was pretty and it looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really cool. But the others, I just go, oh, geez. And I stripped everything out of them, took the binders to Goodwill. You know, sometimes you just have to do it. But, you know, I love that you're doing two versions. And this is kind of an ongoing debate that I have with people periodically. Do people want digital or do they want, you know, the actual physical product? And I think the answer is both. Now, I'm the opposite from you. I don't want the product. I want it digital. But you want the product, so
I do.
It's really
well,
important that you offer both.
It is, and I like to have a hard copy learning library. I am sometimes overwhelmed by all of the digital information that comes my way, and I'm a reader and a writer from way back, so I like to hold it in my hands and feel it and just have it. So that's why I decided to offer it both ways, and I think you're right. Some people will want the digital, and I think that's fabulous because I encourage that. It's green, and it's good for our environment and all that fun stuff. But if you want to have the hard copy, I've had it packaged in a different way so that it's all spiral bound together. Everything's in one compact unit. We're not using the plastic binders or any of that. So it's really nice, and it lays flat, which is kind of cool, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the problem we have these days, I think, is we're moving to smaller desks, smaller computers, and, yeah, there's just not that much room anymore. I mean, let me preface that with, I'm a woman with three monitors on my desk, so
right. There's
not a whole lot of room to lay stuff out. By the time one cat's in front of one keyboard and another cat's in front of the other keyboard, I've got no room for a pen. So, you know, I have to kind of have things digital, but that's... And we talked about this before. I love to read. We're both voracious readers, and I will not get a Kindle or an iPad because I want the book in my hand. I do. I want the book. I want to smell it. I want to crack that spine. But when I'm learning something, I'd rather do it online. So, it's really important that we offer, you know, something for everybody.
It really is, and I'm glad you shared that about books. I'm that same way, so it's another way that we're connected. I have to have them. I have them everywhere. In fact, I was trying to go through my books and let go of some, you know, and I just...
Oh, how? How do you do it? I can't do it. Look, when the library's having a sale, my car knows to go there. You know, when they're getting rid of their old books, their old, you know, like last century books, whatever they are, I have literally one side of my garage is bookshelves. I mean, they've spilled out into the garage. I think I figured at some point I have somewhere around 3,000 books.
Wow, that's fantastic.
I know. I love, love, love to read.
I do, too. I do, too. Well, you know, that actually brings me to the fifth way your website can really work for you, because people do like to read, and people like to read online. And not only that, when you share your information online and you leverage your expertise via article marketing, you are creating traffic back to your website.
Right.
And so article marketing and blogging both are fabulous ways to increase your search engine rankings. I personally still do article marketing through easingarticles.com and a couple of others, because you can easily write articles to educate based on your expertise. You include your signature block, which then drives people back to your website or blog site, and it begins to build credibility and organic search engine rankings for you. So it goes back to our conversation about you can't just have a pretty placeholder or brochure website sitting there. You have to actually drive traffic to that, and this is one of the great ways to do that. And also blogging is fabulous because the WordPress platform generates or is the RSS feeds, which the search engines love, 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 love. And then I want to talk a little bit about how important it is to share news about your business, too. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Absolutely. So press releases, I'm guessing.
Yes, thanks. I couldn't hear you for a minute. I thought I lost you. I thought, oh, no, I hope the technical...
My guys are still on the roof. I don't know what's happening out there, but hopefully we won't get...
Oh, good. It was just so silent for a minute. I thought, oh, my gosh, it's the...
I know. I heard it, too.
That's okay. Good. I was starting to panic, and I was like, oh, no. But, okay, so six is share your news. And here's the situation with sharing news. We all have something newsworthy within us. And often, especially as women, we're a little bit shy or reserved about sharing these accomplishments because we may have been taught that it isn't polite or whatever it is that we've been taught or whatever's holding us back. So I just invite everyone to release those old thoughts now and make sure you're regularly sharing your news via online press releases and submitting to the online distribution sites to also increase your search engine rankings. And this is one of my favorite low-cost to no-cost ways to gain exposure. And every time I have some type of news, I make sure to send these out, and I also use these techniques for my clients to get really great results online. And there's a couple of different techniques. You can use absolutely free sites and still get really, really good traffic, or you can actually upgrade and have some of those optimized, and you'll receive even better results. And your online press release strategy will be different than your offline press release strategy for mainstream media, but both are equally important. So be sure to take a look at that and submit that news to those online press release distribution sites so that people can find you, they'll begin to build relationships and get more clients and ultimately make more money. And finally, the seventh way that your website can really work for you is to create your tiered offerings to sell online. You know, Denise and I mentioned that it's really, really important to know the purpose of your website and to have some strategy and for it not to just be a pretty brochure site. And a pretty brochure site will provide information, but it will not generate income. So you'll want to create low-priced products and services to begin your relationship. You'll start with your free taste. That should lead into an entry-level product or service. And from there, you should have tiered offerings that are a natural progression to higher-end products to continue to build those relationships and, of course, to offer really good, juicy information to be of service to your prospects and ultimately your clients. And with that being said, those are actually the seven ways that your website can really work for you. So we've talked a lot about strategy, knowing the purpose of your website from the very beginning, and making sure that your content is actually connecting with your ideal client and it's all about them. Those are all so important. I'm going to recap everything for you really quickly. The first way to make sure your website is really working for you is to know the purpose of your website from the start. The second is to create a symbiotic relationship between your website and marketing materials. The third is to offer something of value for no charge. And the fourth is to continue the relationship. The fifth is to leverage your expertise via online article marketing. And the sixth is to share your news. And number seven, of course, is to create those tiered offerings so you can continue those relationships and ultimately get more clients and make more money. You also want to make sure, these are great ways to get traffic to your website, but I just want to stress too how important it is to ensure that your website is in full working order and functioning to really work for you. So that's when I encourage people to consider a Mannion Marketing web makeover with me or to contact Denise about having her maybe assess your technological capabilities on your site as well. One of her points of expertise is the WordPress sites and leveraging that technology for you. So that's just something else that you'll want to keep in mind. I want to thank Denise for having me here today.
Lisa, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm having some technical issues over here. It looks like we might have dropped off Blog Talk Radio. It's
I thought we might have.
I
went ahead and recapped anyway and just was in case and then went ahead and was just thanking you. I don't know. If we're still recording, everyone, you'll get to hear what happens when there are some challenges with technology.
If we're not, we'll have to do it again.
And that's okay.
But anyway, thank you so much. One thing I did want to ask you, Lisa, you were talking about press releases.
Mm-hmm.
An opportunity to resources, let me back, that people use all of the time is your free press release tool. I love that thing. I'm constantly sending the link out for that. But where do people go to submit these to maybe some of the free places? Do you have any that you like in particular that really kind of makes sense?
PR.com is pretty good. 188pressreleases.com seems to work. My team has a full listing, but I've actually removed myself from the distribution now.
No.
So they're continually advising me on that and updating the list. I do include a list in my Proven Publicity and Online Press Release system.
Okay.
For that, but those are the two that I can remember off the top of my head. That's one of the benefits and drawbacks of growing your team, because you remove yourself from some things and then you're not sure what all of the most updated sites are. But that's okay. I'm all right with that problem.
It's nice to have a team, isn't it?
It is.
Listen, you have given, Lisa, I love chatting with you, and I'm probably going to have to get you to come back as soon as we can, because I have a horrible feeling that this is not recording, but we can do it again, because I love the information that you share. Thank you so much for being with me today. You've given us some great, great information, as usual, and I really appreciate it. So thank you, everybody, for being here. The show will be available for download or not in about an hour. And this is Denise Griffiths and Lisa Mannion wishing you a wonderful weekend. And Lisa, tell people one more time where they can find you.
You can find me at writeoncreative.com, and I'd love to connect.
Thank you. You have a terrific weekend.
You too.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Hello.